ever notice how balanced God is? There's never one thing that's too much and something that's too little. For instance, if you see a field of wildflowers, you ever notice how beautiful it is? Everything kind of looks random, but it's not. And it fills up your soul with like this joy. God is balanced, and we should be balanced in the same way because it is our job to be like him. He's our example, and we should be trying to be like him. Well, the same thing applies to the way that we live in our Christian walk. We have to be balanced. Now, I'm talking about faith and works. The Bible says that faith without works is dead, which is obvious to anybody who's thinking about it. You can't say that you believe in something and never put anything into practice that shows that you believe it. People will doubt. By the same token, if you only are doing works but you don't believe, that's a little bit crazy, right? Exodus 12 shows us an example of the balance that God requires from his followers. God was working to bring his people out of Egypt. He sent Moses in. He told Moses, look, go tell Pharaoh, let my people go. And Moses went in and he said, you know, let them go. And Pharaoh was saying, no, no, no. So finally we come to an impasse. And God says, I'm bringing the people out. And then he establishes an event that people are meant to repeat over and over again as an example of what God is doing on the planet. In Exodus 12, verse 7, it says, they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they are to eat it. They shall eat the flesh that same night. They shall eat it roasted over the fire with unleavened bread and with bitter herbs. When you read the account in Exodus, especially in Exodus 12, which is what we're talking today, you see so much detail, 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 detail. A lot of that depended on the faith of the people. I'll do these details, even though I don't really know what they mean, because God said, do it. But the works of doing it is very important, because what if you said, yes, 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 I believe the God of the universe. He's shown these signs. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And he's going to bring us out of Egypt. Faithful, full, full heart that I have. I have a faithful heart. But then you didn't go and do what he asked you to do down to the detail. Don't eat it raw. It has to be this kind of creature, this kind of lamb. What if you didn't do that? Works are so important. When the avenging angel came through that night and took the lives of the firstborn of those who did not follow the details, of those who did not do the work, all he was looking for was that blood on the lintel and the doorpost. That's all. If the people hadn't put up the blood on the lintel and the doorpost, if they hadn't gone to the length of detail that was required of them, they hadn't done the work, then they were lost. Let's remember to keep that balance in life. Let's not lean too hard on our professions of faith, and let's not lean too hard on our good works, because we can't get to heaven on either of them. For without faith, it's impossible to please him, but faith without works is dead. Let's pray for each other as we endeavor to live to the light that we know, so we can walk in the latter rain. Father, help us to do your will. Help us to be ready when you come again. And I thank you for all who are listening today. In your mighty Son's name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. I seek you, I will find you. You are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. And if I seek you, I'll seek you till I find you. You are a rewarder. I will find you. You are a